like the old timers game. And it's my privilege to be talking with Frenchy Vertigrade. And first I want to thank you, Frenchy, for giving us the time to talk with you. Let's start off by asking you about the nickname Frenchy. Where did that come about?
Frenchy is given to me. People don't know much about the Basque people. See, so when they hear these Basque, they're in these mountains. Well, there's France and Spain's in there. That's right. French and Basque, both from French and Spanish Basque living in the Pyrenees Mountains between France and Spain.
Right.
Well, that's how, so they don't know what the heck to call us. We use the nickname Frenchy.
So in other words, where's your family from, your roots?
My roots? Saint-Jean-Pays-de-Port.
Okay, were you yourself born there, or
No, I was born in California.
Oh, okay.
My father was a super, came here as a sheep herder.
Uh-huh.
He worked for 2 years for nothing, and then he turned out to be an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
He had all kinds of businesses. Mm-hmm. He was a very rich man.
Right. Okay, now, could you tell us a little about when you were raised and how you first became exposed to baseball?
Well, I was the mascot of my hometown, Kalinga. C-O-A-L-I-N-G-A. Mm-hmm.
Is that near San Francisco?
No, that's in the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
60 miles from Fresno. Mm-hmm. It's an oil town. And I was the mascot, of course. I was about 8 or 9 years old at the time. And I was the mascot every year after that. And when I got to be about 14 years old, well, we went to a town by the name of Madero, California.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the San Joaquin Valley. And they only had nine, they didn't have nine ball players, they only had eight. So the guy says, well, let's put Frenchy in, put him in the right field, and we'll hit him ninth in the lineup. See? That's how I broke into baseball.
Well, now what year is that?
And you know what I did?
No. Nope.
I hit 3 home runs and 2 singles, and from then on I was the fourth
in the lineup. First game?
I played center field. Yeah, that's the first game
and
I played.
How old were you?
I was only 14.
And what year is that?
That was, oh my God. Took 14 off of 81.
Okay. Okay.
14 from 1 to 19.
So you were born what year?
1910.
Okay, so that was 1924.
1924.
Okay, great. Now, did you go on to play baseball in high school?
Played high school. I was a four-letter man. I won a championship of tennis in Central California. Well, the girl didn't have a partner, so I didn't go out for tennis, but I was fast and quick. I said, you play in the backcourt and I'll play up on the net, and you just keep hit it to the girl all the time. It was mixed letters. And so we did. We won the championship there.
So that was all. You had tennis, baseball?
Tennis, baseball, track. I was a 9-7 man in track.
Wow.
It was a 10-second football suit,
mm-hmm.
football.
Uh-huh.
I was All-American mention in football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my best sport. And I played basketball on the basketball team, first string.
That's
all.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Were you scouted when you were in high school?
Well, they knew of me because they met a small town in that area.
Mm-hmm.
They knew of me. I was usually hanging out in Fresno.
So how did you get involved with organized ball?
Well, I went to a friend of mine drove me to Sacramento and after the football season was over.
Right.
Second year we won the championship of Bar Wrestling Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me there and the guy gave me 5 balls out and out through. Buddy Ryan was his name. He was
okay.
His dad now. And he hit me 5 balls and kept hitting them. The farther he hit them, the faster I'd run. He said, my God, you would run like a deer. So I played the sprinting two seasons that year.
Uh-huh.
The first half and the second half.
Okay.
The first, the Pacific Coast League. Triple A ball.
And you were an outfielder.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. I was a shortstop on the high school team and the college team.
Uh-huh.
But there, we didn't have anybody hitting 300, so I told him I was an outfielder.
Okay.
So he put me in the outfield.
Uh-huh.
And I hit, let's see, that year, I hit 394 in the last half of the season. Let's see how many games they have out there. About 180, about 90 ball games.
Uh-huh.
See? So my coach came there, and he says, how much are you getting, Frenchie? I said, they're going to give me $400 a month. That was a lot of money.
Well, nothing like that. That was a lot of money.
And he says, well, we can't pay you that much, he says. He said, but so he was a Branch Rickey man. Branch Rickey put him through school, through Michigan.
Uh-huh.
He was a great football player, too. Uh-huh. Valesky. Uh-huh. I guess he's a Polak.
Sounds like a Polish name.
Polish name.
Right. And so how long was your minor league career?
Minor league career, I played with Sacramento that year, and I played with them again the next year. I had a bad year, only hit .324.
Uh-huh.
That's the least I ever hit in the minor league.
Right.
And then finally the next year I hit .352, and I hurt my knee, injured my knee. And I could run like a deer. When I injured my knee, it really slowed me down.
Uh-huh. How did your parents feel about you being a ball player?
Well, they enjoyed it. My father, my God, he was an athlete himself. He was
uh-huh.
a high jumper and everything else. He was a very good athlete. He could run, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a highlight player, too.
Well, the basket country is noted for that.
A highlight player and a handball player. A very good athlete. I took after him.
Any particular coaches or managers in the minor leagues that were especially helpful to you, or were you more or less on your own?
I was more on my own because the best manager I ever played under was Billy Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh,
right, in the neighborhood.
He was at Kansas City, and
yeah.
I was traded to Kansas City for Vince DiMaggio.
Uh-huh. He was better, yeah.
Yeah. So I went there, and I hit .358 there, and he lost one ball game when I got run into Chris Peason was standing on the bag.
Uh-huh.
And I got 7 sixes across my leg. It's the only game I lost the whole year, and I led the league in the most hits, .215, and I led the second average, .358, and the big guy in Minneapolis, and then led the league with .361.
And Kansas City was AAA at that time? International League?
It was next to the big leagues.
Right, the top level of big leagues. And what level
was that? Billy Zito was on that club.
Ah.
Gary Pretty was on that club.
Gary Pretty.
I hit all of them.
Yeah.
Hard.
And what year was that about?
That was 1940.
Okay.
So then next year they brought us all up to the Yankees. And then in Cincinnati I didn't get to play either. So took I didn't, you can't hit if you don't play.
Right.
And so here and then I went to Kansas City. I played every day.
And
I started slow, but I just kept
playing. You were not playing the outfield regularly?
Yeah, I was playing the outfield regularly.
Right.
And I finally went to Denver, which was brought all up to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted another right-hand hitter. I wasn't a long ball hitter, but I was a line drive hitter.
And that was 19?
Well, you know, I batted second in the lineup, and I drove in 94 runs.
Really? Well, who else was on that team?
Let's see, Jerry Pretty, Rip Wade was leading off. No, Stern was leading.
Stern. Oh, Stern.
Stern, yeah.
Right.
They're going to be here tonight.
Uh-huh.
He was the leadoff man.
Right.
I batted second. Phil batted third. He was pretty good little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so then we had Phil, other guys that were the Yankees after that.
So was it about a third?
Huh? Rizzuto was a shortstop.
Yeah. Okay, you said he batted third?
Yeah, he had a good year, and he had about .310.
Okay.
he hit over 300 one year in the big leagues.
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a great bunter, that's it.
You know who taught him how to bunt?
No.
I did.
Really?
You asked Phil if you see him tonight.
Okay.
Who taught you how to bunt? You'll see what he says.
Really?
He'll say, Prince.
He used to tell us about bunting and how a lot of players today can't bunt.
Yeah, they can't.
I'm sure you remember.
It's the simplest thing in the world to bunt.
I guess you know how to do it.
And I was a very good hit run man. What's his name? Haney. Roy Haney
he was with Pittsburgh.
No, he was with us then.
Oh, the Yankees, right, okay.
No,
right.
He was with the Kansas City Blues.
Okay, right.
He was the manager in the office.
I would imagine you might remember the day you were told you were going up to the big leagues.
No.
You remember that day?
No, they expected me to be there. I've been up to big leagues before, so, but I went down.
Oh, you kept on going down again?
No, I didn't go down anymore. But then I figured I was going to go to the Yankees, but they were looking for somebody else. I don't know, and they couldn't get anybody they wanted, so they said, well, let's bring Frenchie up. And I didn't get to play much. I played a few games. And we were in the clubhouse in San Diego, for an old timer's game.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys were talking to me, some of the guys, you know, were kidding me.
Well,
hey, Frenchie, how'd you never get all those splinters out of your ass? When you were, I don't say that.
Censored.
When you were with the Yankees.
Right.
And see, so Joe DiMaggio, he was sitting next to me because I was with him every night of that streak on the road.
Right.
I was the only one with him. He wouldn't mess with anybody. He was kind of shy. So I had him even have a bottle of Bud and sneak out. They'd start to introduce him and we'd just crawl out on our hands and knees. So
uh-huh.
Have to be introduced.
Did he talk about that streak a lot? Was it like, did you sense a lot of pressure on him?
Well, I kept the pressure off him. That's why I was there. And I kept staying with him. I didn't talk about that streak.
Uh-huh.
I didn't let him.
Uh-huh. Right. How did he react to it when it was over?
Well, he was grateful. He didn't say anything. He didn't say much.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't.
He's not even going to be at the game now. See?
Oh, really? You still friendly with him?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every time some of the people from Ventura go down south and watch some of the golf, and when he's in the golf, they go out and talk to him. And he always says, say hello to Frenchie for me. Say hello to Frenchie. He always says that.
Now, how long did...
And you know, before he got married, but I don't think we ought to mention this or not. I said, Joe, he was going to Marilyn Monroe.
Sure, right.
And I said, Joe, you're not going to marry that girl, are you? I said, what you want to do, Joe, is to get yourself a nice little Italian girl and take her back to San Francisco with you. And I said, Italian girls are going to make the best wives in the world. Because I said, I married one. I know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So he said, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to marry her. Next week he knew.
How about that?
Yeah, well, that made all
that's
of
the news. That's a good
story. That made all of the news.
I never told that to anybody.
Really, that made all of the newspapers.
Yeah.
So how long did you stay at the Yankees?
I just lived in that year. Here's what happened. Okay. This hotel right here, we had the championship game.
This hotel used to be called a Commodore.
Right? Yeah. It was the Commodore then.
Not a Grand Hyatt.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Commodore. And we all came here, the party here. Joe McCarthy was sitting with Casey Stengel. Now, Casey and I played for Casey 2 years in Brooklyn
before
that. So he and I were very close friends. And I went up to Joe, to him, and I started talking. I said, hey, Joe, we were all pretty well loaded. We were drinking.
Right,
we were
right.
All celebrating. And I told Joe, I said, hey, you see this guy next year? I said, if he'd have had a team like you've got now, I said, he'd have won 20 straight games. And what's going to tell me afterwards, Casey said, I knew you were gone right then.
How about that?
So he traded me off to Brooklyn. I went back to Brooklyn.
And that were your
I wish I hadn't gone. I wish I'd have stayed with him. Because if I ever got to play, I can hit.
In the power
was around 300, but I've been carrying on more of a utility player all the time.
So you went right from the Yankees to the Dodgers?
The Dodgers, yeah.
And what year was that?
That was in 42. And we were 12 and a half games ahead up until...
Of the Cardinals,
the last year, and the Cardinals beat us.
Yeah, right, right. Well, you had some great players.
I was practically a regular because I was playing all the time.
You were bending up at third base, didn't you, after a while?
Not that year, but the following year.
Uh-huh.
Second base.
And of course, so some of the players you played with on Brooklyn. Who were some of the players? I mean, just for the record.
Yeah, let's see. What's his name? The second base. We played with the Cubs. He was traded.
Billy Herman. Billy Herman?
He's a Navy. He's in the
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame.
Billy Herman?
Yeah, I saw him when I went to... Jersey City.
Right.
Uh-huh. 2,900 autographs.
Oh, yeah.
You know who signed the most? I signed the most because I went to both clubs, Brooklyn and...
Yeah, you were well known, right,
And I was well known.
Right, right.
So, and the other guy that signed a lot, although he's not a ball player, was the big rifleman.
Chuck Connor.
Chuck Connor.
Yeah, well, he played for the Dodgers for sure. Yeah,
one game
probably. Yeah.
He was a lousy ball player.
Right.
I played against him when he played with the Bushers.
Right. So you played how long with the Brooklyn Dodgers?
9 years.
Okay.
And I went out and managed 2 years.
Okay, so you played with the Dodgers from 42 to...
44, 45, 45, 46. Then I went and they paid me to the Cardinals, I played with the Cardinals. 47,
mm-hmm.
48, and then they traded me. I had a good year there, too, as a pinch hitter. I had over 50 hits. I hit over 400 pinch hitting.
That's great.
I won a lot of ball games for me. And so I asked I always wondered why they got rid of me, because I had a good year, the pinch-hit and everything else. And I asked Terry Moore, I met him in...
Cardinal Santafiello, yeah.
Yeah, we had a 50-year reunion in St. Petersburg, because that's the year, 50 years ago, is when we trained with him. So he told me, he said, they want to separate you and Pepper Martin.
Why was that? Yeah.
Because he says, he thought we called him to the sink, but that was the best thing that ever happened to the club. Uh-huh. We kept him loose all the time. Mm-hmm. And I played in that Mudcat band, that's why they got rid of him.
Uh-huh.
We both always played in there, and Bill McGee, and they're all dead now, they didn't want to.
Looking back at your career, any particular...
I never reached my peak, honest. I'm sorry, because I reached my peak in every sport but baseball. Brings me up.
If you were able to play in the majors that long, must be pretty good too.
I was up there, I got a 10 year silver, I got a lifetime silver pass.
What is your career batting average?
It's around 300. Well, they had me at 283.
Uh-huh.
When I was in Cincinnati, I didn't get to play.
Uh-huh.
And here, they traded for me because they wanted a guy like me. They wanted to do trading for me. And then he included me. That was, the technique.
Right.
Management.
Looking back over your career, any one particular game stand out from a personal point of view?
Well, when I was with the Kansas City Blues, I broke a 20-year-old record. I hit 13 consecutive hits.
Wow.
And then up in the big leagues, I got 5 for 5 twice.
I won
5 for 5 and didn't hit a ball out of the infield.
Really? Now, which managers did you play for?
Well, I played for Casey, the Swiss manager. Then I played for Frankie Fish. And then I played for McKechnie. Uh-huh. I played for Billy Myers and McCarthy. I played for Fonseca and Jimmy Dykes. I was with the White Sox, too.
Maybe it's an unfair question if I ask you to rank them, like, which was...
The best one. I'm not afraid to tell you.
Okay.
That's the one I played with was Billy Myers.
Do you want to tell...
My best year.
With Billy Martin.
Billy Myers.
Billy Myers. Yeah. You want to tell us what was it about him that you...
Well, he just let me play the way I wanted. And I wanted to hit and run. I could do anything I wanted. And I played good ball that way. That's why I became the best hitting on them. But I never got to hit and run much anymore.
Mm-hmm. He more or less let you play your game.
And I knew. I used to watch and see who was covering, and I hit the ball where they left. Things like that.
Right. Now, you said after you played, you went into managing, right?
I went to managing Three Rivers, and I managed up in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, as far as the value of any managing, what you like about it, what things you like about it?
I like managing, but I got in trouble, and I won the championship and everything, and it was the most valuable player in three. It was a Class A league.
You were a playing manager?
Yeah, playing manager. Really? Class A league. They led the league in hitting and everything else.
And how old were you at that time?
I was 36.
Right.
I was still good. I could still run.
Uh-huh.
There were only one guy on the club that could beat me,
and
that was Louie Romo when he was there.
Oh, yeah, he used to play with the Dodgers.
Yeah, he just barely beat me, and I had this bad knee, and he couldn't get sore, and I couldn't run.
So how long did you stay in baseball until about when?
Well, I stayed there to 48.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 46. 47, 48, yeah. I was going to tell you about how I got out of baseball.
Yeah, please do.
I was playing in Greenville, and they brought in, they were short an umpire, so they brought a local boy.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what town that was in. What town was that in? It wasn't going to make any difference anyway. He missed one. I was clear across the plate with the bases loaded, and he called me out. And I was really, really sad because I was clear across the bag.
Uh-huh.
Listen, and I went up to him, and soon I was too big for the tobacco at that time. And I was chewing the tobacco, and I slobbered all over. And I was suspended for the rest of the year.
Would you care to mention, we'll wrap it up, because I know you're in a hurry. What you've been doing since you got out of baseball?
I worked for the city of Ventura for 20 years after that. And I was supervisor of sports for the recreation department.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And now you're...
Good job for them, too.
Now you're retired.
Well, I'm not, I retired when I was 78. And I didn't want to be retired. I didn't want to be retired.
Right,
I'd still be working because I'm still active. But I did. I lifted a 500 little tractor. And I'm pulling my stomach all the way up.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Vicky. Vicky, come here.
Is it Vicky? Is it Frenchie's the lovely wife?
Yeah, this is my wife. Vicky.
Yeah.
Now, what did I tear loose in my stomach when I used to have 500 pounds?
Oh, yeah, it took the brain.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. So now you're doing okay. I'll ask you let me ask you if you don't mind. As far as your life as a baseball wife, what did you like about it and what didn't you like about it? You like to travel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what didn't you like about it?
Well, what I did like was making my first trip to Florida and America by myself. You see, the world broke out in December of the year. I never knew how to drive in New York. I never knew how to drive in those days.
Right.
So I lived in Missouri, and I sent my 20 cars to see Missouri being late. I got my driver's license with me, and I knew how to drive.
Okay.
The two driver lessons at Florida, and he was transferred from the Yankees to the Dodgers, so they were crushing in the peninsula there. And I did, got to Daytona Beach, no place for me to stay.
Well, you survived the trip anyway.
Hey, what do you hear the rest of the story?
Sure, I can't back up. You go forward, honey. So honey went forward. I had 7 miles.
Of course, you lived to tell it. I'm going to ask you one more question. If you had to do it all over again, is there anything you would do differently?
Well, I think I'd be a better ball player. I never reached my peak. I know that, and it kills me just to remember that, because I did in every other sport.
Right, and you attribute that to not really playing regularly, I think.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so there's nothing you could really control.
No, I couldn't control it.
But basically, you have had a rewarding career and a rewarding life.
Yeah,
I have the impression.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Coach, I want to thank you very much for your time, and I hope you really enjoy tonight and the game tomorrow.
Well, I know I will. Because I bet see a lot of those guys are here tonight who are on that Kansas City club, about a half hour.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's the 41 club.
Yeah, with Rizzuto, et cetera, you mentioned that.
Rizzuto played the shortstop, Pretty was the second baseman, Stern was the first baseman. They have Billy Hitchcock on third.
They could beat a lot of major league teams today.
Yeah, we were major league ball club. I was a right fielder, and then I went swift over the left. Then I later became a third baseman. I wish I'd have went to third base right away.
That's really great. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks once again.
Thanks.